Okay, we will call to order a special meeting of the Board of School Trustees, Wednesday, August 18th. And our first order of business is to approval of the agenda for the August 18th, 2010 special meeting of the Board of School Trustees.
Move approval.
Moved by Mrs. Anderson.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Roush. Discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. Motion carries. Next, we'll approve the minutes of the August 11th, 2010 regular meeting of the Board of School Trustees. No enclosure.
Move approval.
Moved by Mrs. Springer. Second.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Anderson. Discussion? Hearing none. Take a vote. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. The motion carries. Communication from the audience. Nobody signed up. Nothing new from that, so we'll move on to the next item, unfinished business, of which we don't have any. New business. Rock, anything else from your end there? Okay. 2011 budget overview, permission to advertise legal ads, and a reminder.
Yeah, we just need permission to advertise. You know, as what I presented, this what would be advertised at this point, unless you see a need to change. So, advertise the budgets and the capital projects plan, the bus replacement plan.
Move approval. Moved by Mr. Marley.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Springer. Discussion.
We don't need to do each separately. We can do them as a group.
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
Hearing none. All in favor of the budget overview, permission to advertise legal aid ads?
Aye.
All in favor, say aye. Opposed? Hearing none. Motion carries. Contract for athletic training. Popular Orthopedic Clinic, Dr. Killian.
We do this every year. It replaces the contract for athletic trainer. We needed to actually have it done a little earlier, but we just got the contract from the Lafayette Orthopedic Clinic. So we'd like to ask your permission to approve this so we can move forward.
And we're using last year's budget numbers, so nothing increased. That's nice.
Motion.
Move approval.
Moved by Mr. Second. Marley, second by Mrs. Roush. Further discussion. Hearing none, we'll take a vote. So all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. Motion carries. Policy revision, second reading, number 6220, budget preparation. Dr. Killian.
This was presented as a first reading, I believe, back in July. I would like to recommend that we approve the revision. We added a few minor changes based upon input from the board. A rainy day fund has been established, and transfer funds can only be made to the fund from any fund, with the exception of the general fund, with a cash balance. Now, that's too much fun. Annually, the board must approve a resolution to transfer funds in order for a transfer to occur. The rainy day fund can only be utilized for the following: state budget cuts to general fund, increase in the corporation contribution to group health insurance, and increase in utility costs. And that would be letter E of the policy.
I was disappointed you didn't recite that by heart, Rocky.
Move approval.
Moved by Mrs. Anderson.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Springer. Further discussion or discussion? This is a second reading. All in favor of policy revision? Second reading.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. Motion carries. Resolution for extracurricular credit card.
Yeah, what we're asking for here is basically for the athletic department, because they go on trips and things, we kind of want to separate it out and isolate a credit card just for that department. And so this is permission that gives me authority to sign on behalf of the school corporation to apply for this credit card. We thought we wanted to go through PEPQ as they supported the district during the referendum, and so we don't have one with them now, but maybe if you get one of those Drew Brees credit cards, I don't know, but that's what the purpose of the resolution is.
Move approval.
Moved by Mrs. Roush.
Second.
Second by Mr. Marley.
What kind of limit and controls?
Probably about a $2,000 limit, and I'll monitor that.
It'd be an itemized statement that comes through.
Get itemized statement, require receipts to come in so we can verify it when the monthly statement comes in, what the expenses were. Anybody to use it will have to sign it out. So it will be watched.
Any additional discussion? All in favor of the resolution for the extracurricular credit card, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, none. Motion carries. Information to the board. I don't know really what else. We did get a nice card from Dr. Miller. A thank you card for the bookends from last week. I know that. I did send some information around regarding the committee assignments. Again, it's not etched in stone, so please take a look. If there's any violent disagreements, please let me know. I've already had a couple, but it's okay. Intent was to pare down a couple of our committees a little bit, and to really kind of streamline things just a little more. That was my view. But certainly, by all means, let me know, and we can do some bargaining there. Okay. I don't know if any other information on the board. That's really it. We were talking about our retreat on, this may be a different section, I don't know if I should be doing this at the end, but we talked about having our board retreat on Sunday, September 26th, here in West Lafayette, 1 p.m., correct. There will be ISBA is the next, there's a couple of notes, things they're telling to put out. ISBA will be the following day, so if you're interested in attending that, please get that to Helen as soon as possible. I know that Dr. Killian is in, Diane Sauter will be making a presentation on Tuesdays, right? Monday and Tuesday. And Helen, excuse me, but there's something else that she put in the kitchen today that is there something else?
Chamber dinner, right.
Chamber dinner August 30th?
September 30th.
And if you're interested in going to that, please let Helen know ASAP.
We're going to go ahead and secure a table.
What time is that?
6:30, I believe.
I think social hour at 5:30, dinner at 6:30.
Is it the union?
Yeah. Okay, any other? I may be a little bit out of turn there, but that's personnel reports.
We're recommending that all the names presented on the personnel report and information be approved.
Move approval of the revised personnel report.
Second.
In discussion. All in favor, please say aye of the personnel report of August 18th.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, none. Motion carries. Did I give you? I didn't give you, Mr. Mara.
I did the motion, and Mrs. Roush did the second.
Okay, I apologize, Helen. Accounts payable vouchers, no enclosure. Get a motion to approve our accounts payable vouchers.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Marley.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Anderson. Discussion.
I got a comment on that.
Yes.
We are starting to pay out for some of the damage that the storm had done.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And Larry's been working hard on that, been working with the insurance adjuster and all this. So that what we're paying out primarily will be getting, you know, once we turn it into the insurance, we'll be getting a lot of that back. That's our deductible. So Larry's been keeping up on that. Actually, he got an estimate in today, maybe on the dugout there for a softball. Yeah. So. I think, Larry, that'll be
much back, right? 5,500.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a bargain.
Yeah, what was the fence on?
It's flat.
Has the fence been fixed? Or
yep.
Okay.
I remember when we built the ticket booth for the football field. Mm-hmm. You know, the, it's kind of the, basically the same structure. It's $16,000.
16? Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, that was my
air conditioned, plumbing.
that was a tipping point.
The reason I have these two gentlemen studying back there is because they make sure that we get everything at a reasonable cost. Mm-hmm. They don't shortchange it. They hold them accountable. Yeah.
And the Beatdown Brothers.
The Beatdown Brothers.
I like that.
All in favor of paying our bills and the accounts payable voucher? I haven't seen any additional discussion. I'm not caring to have any. One thing I'd ask in an email, which I think we try to do, and Brad, is to do our best, and it's not always possible, and I understand, is to make sure that we get this to Ross in advance, just because it just gives him a fighting chance to answer questions. But
I try to memorize everything on there, but might miss one.
And I know that's a good faith effort. That's not always possible, but I appreciated that today. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
I was hearing none. Motion carries.
The new nickname we have for those two back there are Rudy and Lefty.
Yeah.
Talk that.
Okay. Board of Superintendent reports. I don't know that any committee reports. I kind of just don't have anything else. That, I know Foundation met last week. One of the things that's being discussed is, is at least, and Eric Burns brought this up, is a need for an executive director, whether that be we're going to discuss the need for it, and how we either, whether we pay for it, whether, you know, really just kind of doing a fact finding, and that's going to be brought back to the foundation. In my opinion, it's a critical part of the formula and the issue of really being able to raise money. So we need somebody on the ground on a daily basis or on a periodic basis. So that was probably the main thing, as I recall. I know Rocky were there, but I'll say anything else that you can think of. I thought that was the most significant move forward.
The investments seem to be doing
better. Yes, I mean,
the whole changeover in the banks. And
did a good job of getting
Bob
that
even.
Yeah, getting Dan. Or Dan Heeman, getting that, because I think that was a 2-year thorn, on our side on that front, too. Yeah. Very much.
So have we gone down to just two board members at the foundation I see here?
Well,
parentheses just means you're floating.
Right. Again, and this is really meant to be an opening salvo, and I think I'm open to suggestions. So one of the things on the committees, and I did check in the bylaws of the foundation, yes, there's no law that says we have to have three. We can have up to three. It's my opinion, again, mine only, that we're maybe in a little bit in the overkill mode on a couple of committees, and I feel like that we could do more or as much with less. But then that's my opinion. So if you express that differently or feel differently, you know, we can discuss that.
Well, but I think there's been some changes. I saw the email from Steve Shook as far as the nominations committees for foundation. Right. I mean, they're discussing some changes in the sort of the role of the school board members and something about.
Right. I mean, one of the things that you know more than most. They can't be the treasurer, but also the fact that the school board members have been on there have been chairs of committees, and that's something that really shouldn't happen. And I think that again, I just feel like this is one of the, like, I mean, I feel noticed too, and discussion went from 2-1. negotiations, I think, well, is two. My feeling is just that I think that we can do a little more with less, and yet and we did add a couple of committees, we took out a couple of committees that were no longer really viable at this point. Okay. And again, one of the things I'm redevelopment to is that it's an appointed position, and I had just begun that, you know, I think this is meant to be just that. So, okay.
Thanks. Sorry, I didn't mean to digress.
No, that's a good question. It's a fair question. And I think, too, at our retreat, you know, again, we ought to be nimble in this environment, and I think it's time that we can discuss some of those things. Because at the foundation, again, one thing that does happen on the foundation, if they move from 3 to 2, give them the right. We can always go back, just give them the right to seat, or we can choose to go to 2, for example, and choose to appoint someone for a year at a time. Yeah. So.
Great, thanks.
Okay.
On the retreat, if you could let me know who you want from administration there so I can let them know.
Okay.
We don't have an agenda for that.
No. We need to talk about that. I think that'd be good. Soon. Any other reports, committee reports?
Yeah, just a brief one. The Redevelopment Commission met Tuesday, and we went down and checked out the new boathouse, Purdue Boathouse. If you've not been down there, see, it's a beautiful building. And there's one section that will be dedicated to the for community use, so that we'll be able to store kayaks and other shelves and have public use. It's really a very pretty building. And phase one of Cumberland, I think, hasn't been officially ribbon cut, but it's open, and they're going to start phase two here. So I've learned that I'll have to go through 3 roundabouts to get to Walmart. That's okay.
That's fun.
So phase one is done. Phase two is beginning.
You get dizzy, you know you're on the wrong way.
Yeah, that's right.
You need to get off the roundabout.
Maybe we can have our retreat on the river.
I thought we'd do it in the middle of a roundabout. Karen and I were over there at the same time, so checking out for the first time. Pretty exciting stuff.
You know, and Laurel's comment to me, now if I was with my dad, he'd have gone around it 3 times.
I was on a bicycle, and we did go around twice. But I'm not a strong rider, so.
Corners.
Yeah, it's dangerous. Okay. Any other reports, Mrs. Anderson or Mr. Brandt? Okay. Communication from the audience, non-agenda items. I want to make a statement, fact or fiction at this point. Thank you. Future meetings, Wednesday, September 1st, 6:30 p.m. in the regular board meeting here. Then Wednesday, September 15th, special board meeting, the public hearing of the 2011 budget. I have a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Rouse. Second by Mrs. Springer. All in discussion, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Who passes? Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.